If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
I'm Cheryl Waters. You're listening to The Midday Show on KEXP, listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org. A special treat today, live in the KEXP studios, it's Julia Holter. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about this set. You want to start off with a couple tunes?
Yep.
I don't need no one to follow feathers for. Get up early just to charm and waking souls. When the sea called me, when the sea called me home. I can't swim, it's lucidity. So
beautiful. Oh, we've got Julia Holter live here in the KEXP studios. Tonight she plays at the Paramount Theater with Beirut.
Language is such a play. He called us there. cracks, but his eyes are resolute. One path still sit today. I feel I'm walking round in blue.
Magnificent Julia Holter live here in the KEXP studios, a brand new album, Have You in My Wilderness, out on Domino Records. And it is so great to have you here. You all sound wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. You've got a show tonight at the Paramount. You're playing with Beirut. We were just talking about your last visit to the Paramount. You were playing with Sigur Rós. You keep very great company.
Yeah, they're great. Totally.
These musicians sound great as well. Would you like to introduce your band?
Yes, I would. On vocals and viola, Dina Maccabee.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
And on drums and vocals, Corey Fogel.
Sounding fantastic.
And on bass, Devin Hoff.
Thank you so much. It's so great to have you here. And your new album is so beautiful, and I feel like it's very intimate, but also very grand at the same time, and you have both organic and synthetic elements, and you also cover a range of moods. And I know that you come from a music composition background. You studied at the illustrious Cal Arts, and I wonder how that affects the way you approach music. I actually noticed that Dina is playing from sheet music, and you don't see that too often here in the KEXP studios.
Mm-hmm.
Do you labor over your, or would you consider these songs compositions? Are you making music differently than you did in college when you were studying music composition?
Yeah, I feel like I was making bad music when I was studying music composition right now. I mean, the stuff we're doing right now, for instance, like a lot of the arrangements we do live are collaborative. So like Dina's kind of made those parts with me, kind of like jointly made them. So we're kind of, and they're just sort of, it's much more collaborative for the live show. And the recordings are also kind of collaborative too. And I write out parts that are kind of starting points, and then we build on it in the recording studio. And I mean, I definitely, when I was writing music in school, it was like just for other people to perform. It wasn't my own for me to perform. So it's very different now because I'm performing it almost always. So I feel a lot freer than when I was writing music for other people, although I still am interested in doing that.
You're doing some work for cinema, I understand, as well.
Yeah, I just like finished a film score, yeah.
Does that feel more like going back? You're doing that?
Kind of. It was, yeah. I mean, it was, I was writing, I was kind of, it was actually just a totally new experience altogether. It wasn't like anything else I've done, because I was following someone else's, like whole vision. So, I liked that, just like getting rid of any of my own. It just like was freeing in a weird way.
I was actually just about to ask if it was freeing, because I wonder if you labor over your songs. How long does it take for them to sort of come to fruition?
Well, they start, they kind of like introduce themselves quickly to me. And then I do sort of like flesh them out. That sometimes takes a long time or not. Some of these songs on this record, three of them are from like 2010. And then I've just like, we spent a lot of time rearranging them for this record, because they were just for piano and like me to sing on piano solo. So we arranged them. And so in that sense, those took a while. But some of them, like Silhouette is probably the most recent one. So some of them are recent.
You use literature as a touchstone for some of your albums, and you're a great storyteller, and you have often in past records told one story through many little songs throughout your album. What is this album like? Where did inspiration come for this record?
Well, this record is unlike my other records. I mean, it's most like Ecstasies, which is just a bunch of different songs unrelated to each other in terms of like a kind of some kind of narrative or something. But it's different from all of the other records in that it had kind of musical influences, whereas a lot in the past it was more just stories or something. So there are, I was actually trying to get at like some kind of musical, like be in the tradition of some kind of like songwriting, balladry here, like making this kind of a golden ballads record. This record.
One of the other ways that it's different from your other records is your voice is very front and center, and the clarity is striking. You have a gorgeous voice, and in past records, it's been also very gorgeous, but it's been layered in with the music. I would say that they've been pretty balanced, the music and the vocals, and this record, they are just right out there in front. Did someone encourage you to do that, or...?
I mean, it fit the vibe of the record. I definitely, Cole MG and the producer encouraged me to do that. But I think I knew it was the right choice, even though it was against my instincts. Because when I hear my voice like that, it makes me cringe.
Are you happy with the final result?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's absolutely beautiful. The album is called Have You in My Wilderness. And it feels like with that title, you invite us in to the record. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience to listen to it. And you've got a couple more songs from that.
Yes.
Julie Holter is live with us here in the KEXP studios. Holter live on KEXP playing the Paramount Theater tonight with Beirut and a new album, Have You in My Wilderness.
Shake me away, her mind. Oh, yeah, I said. cascading pronouncements of all love.
Julia Holter live in the KEXP studios with songs from the new album, Have You in My Wilderness. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So great to meet all of you. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.